In the heart of Plainfield, there's a utility pole covered with messages of love. But as VPR's Amy Noyes reports, not everyone in town is in love with the mysterious love signs.
It's happy.
I hate those signs.
I'm very on the fence. I couldn't care less about the love signs.
That was Jacqueline Ripley, Melinda View, and Isabel Harrigan. They all live in Plainfield Village, but they all see that pole full of expressions of love differently. Here's Plainfield Road Commissioner Bram Tobin's take on the signs.
It's an interesting exercise in how other people perceive things.
Love signs aren't new in Plainfield. There's been one on that very utility pole across from Positive Pie for over a year. But the display and a surrounding debate have escalated in the past few weeks. Town Constable George Cushing was the first to bring the matter to the Select Board's attention. He said it's illegal to hang anything on utility poles in Vermont, and the town should take the signs down. The board deferred to Green Mountain Power, saying the pole's the utility company's property. GMP spokesperson Kristen Carlson commented that while the company doesn't condone hanging things on poles, they don't police the matter either. That doesn't sit well with longtime resident Melinda View, who says the signs are in violation of Plainfield zoning ordinances as well as state law.
There's a whole detail in the zoning about signage, and it's because people, we don't like to be bombarded with signs.
And now it's more than just signs. There's even a plastic toy oven on the pole above a sign that says Lovin', spelled L'Oven. There's also a rather official-looking sign that says, No Love Signs, Town of Plainfield. Tobin says that sign was his doing.
The idea behind that was really, you know, if people choose to have the public right-of-way be a free speech forum, then you know, I thought that it would be appropriate to have a representative of the other side, in a sense.
Tobin says he bought the sign with his own money. And he even voluntarily paid a $5 fine, the amount on the books for violating the statute banning the hanging of signs on utility poles. But his No Love Signs sign was stolen.
And I wrote an editorial and I said, look, you know, somebody took the No Love Signs down, and I think if you're going to be tolerant of the love signs, then, you know, please return the sign. And lo and behold, on Old Home Day, somebody did return the sign and put it back up, along with lots of other signs.
So what started out as one man's expression of love has turned into a community debate that has played out in newspaper articles and Facebook posts, as well as on that village utility pole. But who put up those first anonymous signs?
I've never said it was me, but other people have, and it is me.
That is Plainfield resident and former Twinfield principal Owen Bradley. Now he's a principal in Bethel, but he says he started making love signs at Twinfield 18 years ago.
When I became a principal at Twinfield School, where I was a student, and I experienced a horrible thing back in the day when principals would smack you around and all that. And I became the principal, and I made a commitment to myself that I would bring loving energy to that place that did not have that loving energy.
Bradley's first signs were magic marker on a white sheet of paper. Eventually, he began painting more substantial signs. Some he makes for people he knows could use some extra love, and others he makes just to put a little more love out in the world.
Anybody can take those signs. What has happened in the past, I'd put these out, and people take them, and I want them to take them. I've left them around.
In fact, Bradley made the first love sign that went up on the pole over a year ago, but he didn't put it there. He did add a few more signs last month, however, after a white supremacist rally turned to violence in Charlottesville, Virginia.
And there was all this hate in the world, and I was moved to put these up in a prominent place in our little town.
And Bradley says if the love signs come down, that's okay with him. He's already given that love away. For VPR News, I'm Amy Noyes.